It's the Morning Lift with Rob Michaels.
Mount FM, your adventure station. It is 17 minutes after 7 o'clock at a chilly morning in the corridor. It's Rob Michaels, Karen Horak, and the Morning Lift. And Karen, we are joined right now by our friends, our amigos, our compadres from Breakfast Television at City TV. Welcome to the show. I believe for the first time, Kyle Donaldson and Don Chubay. How are you guys?
I've never been called an amigo before. Life is good for me.
This is our first time calling in. Yeah, because we're normally on television right now, so this is kind of nice. I'm just sitting back and relaxing.
You don't have to worry about the makeup, the hair.
No,
is yeah,
this
totally.
Is you guys got a good gig.
Yeah, it's not too bad at all. Now, you guys are in Whistler this morning for the 19th annual Winter Pride, and it kicked off yesterday with a bit of an opening event, right?
Yeah, we were having a great time at the Whistler Convention Center. There was a little bit of a tweet up, of course, for Winter Pride. I went about a couple hundred people were there. So it was a way to kind of kick things off. I'd say it's probably tame compared to what we can expect over the next, 7 days or so.
It's going to be an interesting week for sure. Hey, Rob, I've never been to a tweet up before. This whole Twitter thing is new to me. Have you been to one before?
I haven't been to one. I've tweeted to a few of them before, but haven't been in attendance for anything. And Karen's across the studio here looking at me like, you guys are crazy. What the heck is a tweet up? What goes on at the tweet up, Kyle?
Well, apparently, from what I learned last night, Rob, let me tell you, what happens is people have a drink in their hand, and essentially you wander around with your BlackBerry or your smartphone, and you basically tweet what it is that is going on at the party to try and draw traffic so people who are watching or, I guess, Twittering from around the world can pay attention to what feel like they're in the party. That was the worst explanation ever. Don,
yeah.
You do it.
Well, and even in the room, they have a big, you know, almost like a movie screen, so you can actually see the Twitter feed, and they happen to have a Facebook one up as well. So even people in the room, they're able to connect, I guess, vicariously through their smartphones. So no one actually talks face-to-face, put it that way.
Now, I know Whistler Pride draws people from around the world. Did you guys meet anyone last night from elsewhere?
We did talk to a couple of people, actually, from, were they from Australia, I think? We met some Australians. We also met some Americans and a lot of people from British Columbia. Like, the ratio of people who come to Winter Pride is broken down by, I think it's about 40% from Canada, about 30% from America, and the remainder is from places like Europe and Australia. So there is a large Canadian and American population or portion of the population at Winter Pride.
And Winter Pride all comes down to basically one thing. It's a celebration of diversity that includes the straight community as well, correct?
Absolutely. They don't discriminate. So if you're gay, you're lesbian, you're bisexual, you're transgendered, if you're straight, doesn't matter. Come on up to Whistler over the next week and have some fun.
Now, Don, what are some of the events that people can expect for the next couple of days?
You know what? Everything from snowmobile tours to a snowcat experience, zip track, inner tube. And then they've also added some culinary events. So this is going to be really fun. They've got tasting tours. They've got spa treatments. They've also got après-ski parties and a comedy show, as well as, of course, as you would expect, dance parties. So, I mean, there's really something for everyone here. And just, you know, even being introduced to the event last night, I mean, such a welcoming event. Really, everyone is welcome. And it should be just a ton of fun.
Now, earlier this morning on Breakfast Television, you were making mention of Dean Nelson and the organizer of Whistler Pride and how he was going to undergo a transformation. What's this transformation all about?
Hold on a second. You were watching Breakfast Television this morning?
Yes.
Point for you guys. Nice job.
Every morning, guys.
Every morning.
Wow. See, it's hard for us. We don't get to listen to the radio while we work. Anyway, the whole thing with Dean is the spearhead behind Gay Whistler, and he is inside the Pan Pacific Hotel right now undergoing his transformation to become just Dean, Princess La Nina of Whistler, I believe is the title. So it's a bit of a drag take here. We're going to be bringing Dean live on the show here in about the next 15 or 20 minutes. So tune in to Breakfast Television, and you'll see Dean sort of at the halfway mark. And then as the show progresses, we'll show you the finished product at the end of today's show.
And you guys
need to get some makeup tips.
Oh, very nice. Now you guys are going to have some photos and things like that up on the Twitter and up on the Facebook as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I am still learning how to tweet. So what is my thing? What is it called again?
Well, Kyle was a little late coming out of the gate as far as the Twitter. So he actually has, his handle is at Donaldson Kyle. So he had to kind of go backwards because apparently there are more than one Kyle.
Let me guys, it is sweeping the nation. It's taking the nation by storm.
Mine is at @Don_Chubay. And of course, everyone can follow us on @BT_Vancouver.
Now, quickly, before we let you guys go, we did hear that Zogs is going to be showing up for some poutine later on this morning.
You are darn right, my friend.
apparently, I almost couldn't wait because we were coming home last night from the Tweet Up Walking Past Dogs. And honestly, I was chomping at the bit to actually buy my first bit of poutine here in Whistler. And I actually was really amazed at my restraint. So let's just say I will be enjoying some this morning.
Well, if you're going to get poutine anywhere in British Columbia that you want it to feel like the real Quebec poutine, you got to go to Zug's.
I love how you call it poutine.
Yeah, poutine.
I like it. That's the correct way to say it, but there's all that.
He's kind of a poutine snob, really.
Yeah, I don't like calling it poutine. I get upset. You know, growing up really close to the Quebec border, living on poutine is, you know, we didn't get Flintstone vitamins when I was a kid. I got French fries with curds and gravy.
You didn't get Flintstone vitamins as a kid?
Well, maybe a few. Sorry, Cam. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of the time that you have at in Whistler for Winter Pride as it kicked off yesterday. A slew of events all week long. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Have a great day, everybody.
You guys, too. It's nice. We're all nice and warm inside the hotel right now. I kind of want to just lie on the couch here and the dog bring the show inside.
Have a snooze. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Kyle Donaldson, Don Chubé from Breakfast Television on City TV.
It's the Morning Lift with Rob Michaels, Mountain FM, your adventure station.